Our scripture passage this morning comes from Micah. Micah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8.
今天早上的圣经经文来自于弥迦书第六章第一节到第八节。
Let's stand together for the reading of God's
word. 大家一起起立来聆听神的话语。
Micah 6, 1 through 8. Hear what the Lord says. Arise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the indictment of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has an indictment against his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? How have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, devised, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?
弥迦书第六章第一节到第八节，以色列人啊，当听耶和华的话，要起来向山岭争辩，使冈岭听你的话。山林和地永久的根基啊，要听耶和华争辩的话，因为耶和华要与他的百姓争辩，与以色列争论。我的百姓啊，我向你做了什么呢？我在什么事上使你厌烦？你可以对我证明。我曾将你从埃及地领出来，从做奴仆之家救赎你。我也差遣摩西、亚伦和米利暗在你前面行。我的百姓啊，你们当追念摩押王巴勒所设的谋和比尔的儿子巴兰回答他的话，并你们从石亭到基甲所遇见的事，好使你们知道耶和华公义的作为。我朝见耶和华在至高神面前跪拜，当献上什么呢？岂可献一岁的牛犊为燔祭吗？耶和华岂喜悦千千的公羊，或是万万的牛和吗？我岂可为自己的罪过献我的长子吗？为心中的罪恶献我所生的吗？世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
Please be seated as we go before the Lord in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we come on this Palm Sunday morning singing loud hosannas because salvation is here.
我们在天上的父，在受难周的第一天主日的棕树节，我们心中高呼何善那，因为救恩已经来到。
The Son of David, Jesus Christ, has indeed come, and he has saved us from guilt and fear and hopelessness.
大卫的子孙耶稣基督已经来到，并且他已经救我们脱离了羞愧、恐惧与绝望。
The only response to this great redemption is thanksgiving. And by following in the steps of our Lord, being his body on earth and proclaiming the good news until his return.
我们因着这份伟大的救赎来感谢你。我们在世的时候也愿意以基督肢体的身份跟随主你的脚步，直到你的再来。
Yet we confess, Lord, that often is not our response.
但是主啊，我们也承认这并不是我们经常对救恩的回应。
Like the Israelites of old, we forget about you and your mighty acts towards us.
就如经文中的以色列人，我们时常忘记你，我们也忘记了你的作为。
We live with a false piety, going through a religious routine, but in our hearts we are dishonest, we are merciless, and walk proudly without you.
我们以我们假冒为善的虔诚来度日，外表虽然照着惯例行事，但主，我们内心充满了虚假。我们也是无情，我们都是骄傲的人。
O God, forgive us. We confess that this is sin.
主啊，求你赦免我们，我们承认我们犯罪。
Forgive us not because we will try harder, but forgive us because of Christ and his work on the cross.
主求你赦免我们，不是看在我们以后会更努力的份上，求你赦免我们，因为耶稣基督已经在十字架上完成了他的工作。
In true repentance, may we be marked as a helpful people, hopeful people, and a holy people.
求你让我们真心悔改，让我们成为你所重用的，让我们成为充满盼望的圣洁的子民。
And now, Lord, as we come to hear from your holy and inerrant word,
主，我们现在来聆听你圣洁无瑕疵的话语。
Incline our hearts to you, open our eyes to behold wonderful things in your word.
求你使我们的心归向你，开启我们的心眼，让我们看到你话语中一切美好的事物。
Unite our hearts to fear your name, satisfy us with your steadfast love.
让我们因为敬畏你而合一，让我们因为爱你。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。 Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
今天的日子特别与众不同。
It's a very special day today.
因为我们教会呢中英文平时都是分开聚会的。
Usually, our English and Chinese congregations worship separately.
今天是我们一年唯一的一次联合。
The one service in the whole year where we join in our worship together.
我们今天在座的可能有三代，甚至是四代同堂。
Probably present today are three or even four generations.
那我现在可以问一下，如果是夫妇坐在一起的，挨着坐的，或者，家长跟孩子坐在一起的，有没有？请举手。
Any married couples sitting together or sitting with your whole family? You can raise your hand if you're married and you're sitting together and you're sitting with your children.
好，我看到，好，谢谢，谢谢。
Thank you.
我看到的多数是夫妇坐在一起，跟子女坐在一起的不多。
I see mostly husbands and wives sitting together. Not too many sitting with their children.
好，那问这个问题呢，是想。接下来我另外一个问题就是我们在家里面无论是夫妻还是家长跟孩子之间有一个交流的问题。
The reason I'm asking this is because in our daily lives, in our homes, we have a communication issues, perhaps.
你有没有这样体会就是明明你跟他讲话你也认为他应该听见了但是他好像没听见。
I don't know if you've had this experience. You're talking to somebody, and you think that they heard you, but clearly they didn't.
对，特别是发生在太太对先生说，或者是妈妈对孩子说。
This perhaps happens often when wives speak to your husbands or when parents speak to children.
如果面对这样情况，你应该怎样做呢？
So when you're faced with this, when someone doesn't respond to you, what do you do?
提高音量。
Perhaps you raise your voice.
或者提高音调。
Or maybe even raise the pitch of your voice.
或者是说重复说 N 次。
Or you keep repeating and repeating until they hear you.
目前大陆流行了一句话是说重要的事情说三遍。
There's a famous saying in China now, if it's important, say it three times.
今天我们要看的这个弥迦书呢弥迦这位先知呢在整个书的结构中呢就重复说了三次听啊或者当听。
In the prophecy of Micah, as we will take a look today, in the book Micah, the prophet repeats the command hear three times.
他在第一章第二节第三章第一节和第六章第一节都用了听啊或者当听。
He says so in chapter 1, verse 2, chapter 3, verse 1, and chapter 6, verse 1, he repeats that command to hear or to listen.
到了第三次重复的时候，他不仅是听，而且他用了一个情景的设置，把听众带到了一个法庭辩论的场景。
And by the time he's repeated this command the third time, not only has he said that, he's brought us to a courtroom setting.
我们都知道法庭场景会给我们人一个注意让我们知道这个事态非常严重。
And I think the court setting allows us to sense the seriousness and the gravity of the issue at hand.
好，我们今天看的这段经文呢，第六章一到八节呢，正好就是这样的一个设置，就是既重复了第三遍，而且好像是在法庭上在说话。
And that's the setting for Micah chapter 6 verses 1 through 8. It's not only the third time the prophet has said here, but it's also in the setting of a courtroom.
好，在进入经文之前呢，我们先介绍一下这个弥迦书的背景。
Before we dive into the text, let's look at the background of the book of Micah.
这先知弥迦呢，和先知以赛亚呢，是属于同一个时代的先知。
The prophet Micah and the prophet Isaiah are contemporaries.
弥迦侍奉的时期呢，是犹大王约坦、亚哈斯和西西家在位的时候。
Prophet Micah served under the kings of Judah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah.
他的信息呢，是向撒玛利亚和耶路撒冷传讲。
And he primarily preached to Samaria and Jerusalem.
当时的撒玛利亚还没有沦陷。
And at the time, the Samaria has not fallen.
但是当时的社会呢，是属于在以色列民的历史中，是属于比较黑暗的之一。
That period of time in Israel's history is considered one of the darker eras.
那当时社会的特征就是什么呢？贫富悬殊。
And the characteristic of society at the time is the large gap between the wealth and the poor, the wealthy and the poor.
特别是有权者跟富人联合欺压贫穷人。
The wealthy and those in power join forces to take advantage to oppress the poor.
当时的法官啊，可以用钱收买。
Judges at the time could be bought with money.
他们可以用钱吗？但穷人呢，却无力伸张正义。
And the poor had no way of doing justice, of receiving any kind of justice.
道德的水准呢，非常低下，甚至宗教领袖们也随之堕落。
Moral standards were at an all-time low, and even religious leaders were fallen and corrupt.
当时的人们呢，都是按期去蜂拥至圣殿。
The people at the time would rush to the temples during festivals.
献祭物的时候呢，好像是毫不吝惜、慷慨。
They might even seem generous when they offer sacrifices.
就是从外表上看，举国上下好像都很虔诚。
At least outwardly, the whole nation seemed pious.
但实质上是徒有其表。
But that's only superficial.
缺少了爱神爱邻舍的核心诫命。
There is a lack of a genuine love for God and love for others.
这是当时的社会背景。
So that's the social background at the time.
我们今天可以想想，今天的社会是否非常与之相似？
I don't know if you see any similarities of what I just described with society today.
只简单举一个例子哈，在不久前在 LA 有几个女生欺凌一个女生。
There was a news report of some girls bullying another girl.
那几个女生呢，就是有权和有钱人的孩子。
哪一个女生？
就那几个欺负人的。
Okay, so the girls who were bullying were.Daughters of very rich and very powerful people.
昨天在微信上看到一个小的 video， 是说几个男生啊在欺负一个在学校里学习比较好的男生。那几个男生呢，就是也是富家子弟。
And then I saw a video on WeChat. A few boys, also kids of really wealthy people, were bullying another boy that had good grades.
看到的人都很感慨，就是说。这个世道没有法律了。
And when you see things like that, you just think, wow, what have we come to?
也没有公正和公平。
Where's justice?
好，这只是社会现象。那么教会内部又如何呢？
What about the church?
有没有分党结派？
Are there factions inside the church?
有没有追逐名利？
Are there people in the church who are after fame and power?
骄傲自大。
Is there pride?
缺少爱心。
Is there a lack of love?
敬拜城市化。
Is there a routine in our worship?
好，这是我们要需要来反省的地方。
This is what we need to think about and to reflect on.
好，那么下面我们开始看今天的经文。
So let's look at our text today.
首先第一节，神说以色列人呐，当听。
Verse 1 says, hear what the Lord says, Israel.
他把人们带入了一个场景，是说，因为要说山岭跟地，好，也要听，因为神跟以色列人要争辩。
So he says, listen to me, and he's brought into his audience mountains and hills.
他这里给我们的一个带入的情景是神这会儿成为了一个控诉人。
And we see here the Lord God, he is an accuser.
以色列百姓呢成为了一个被告。
And the people of Israel are the accused.
山岭跟冈岭呢成为了一个聆听的见证人。
And you see the mountains and the hills as witnesses.
先知弥迦自己呢，这会儿好像是一个法官，或者是神的代言人。
And you can see the prophet Micah, he's as if he's the judge in the courtroom, or he is the spokesperson of the Lord God.
这里需要提醒的是，这个只是一个虚拟的一个法院的场景，但跟真实有些不同。
And I wanted to remind you that this is sort of an analogy of a courtroom.And it's a little bit different from what is actually happening. Because we know ultimately the Lord is judge.
但这里面呢，在这个虚拟场景中呢，他是一个控诉方。
But here in this setting, the Lord is the prosecutor, the accuser.
向山岭争辩呢，不是说神跟山岭争辩，而是说在山岭面前诉说案情。
So it says here that, The people are to plead their case before the mountains and the hills.
因为神当初跟以色列百姓立约的时候呢，也是在山岭面前。
Because if you remember, when the Lord made his covenant with Israel, it is also before the mountains and the hills.
因为他这里面文学描述是说，山岭跟冈岭呢是特性之一，是恒久不变。
And the reason why is because in the mountains and hills, they're known to be steadfast. They're known to be unchanging.
它不会随着时间或者像墙头草随风摇摆。
They don't change and they're not swayed like the grasses.
所以它是最合适的目击见证人。
So they make a perfect witness.
好，在场景带入之后呢，就来到了我们今天第一个标题哈，讲的分题，就是第三到第五节，是神的指控。是说在恩典中厌烦神。
So we move on to verses 3 to 5, and that brings us to our first point, which is the charge, and that is Israel being wearied of God in grace.
神指控以色列什么呢？
What is God accusing Israel of?
如果真的是要列出以色列人的罪状的话，可以很长很长。
And of course, if the Lord were to list every single sin of Israel, the list would go on forever.
但我们在这个经文中并没有看到神列以色列的罪状。
But we don't see the Lord listing every single sin.
而且常识告诉我们，控辩双方常常是像仇人一样。
What we're familiar with is between the plaintiff and the defendant. Usually they are at odds and they hate each other.
但神在第三节却上来的称呼是。我的百姓啊。
But if you notice in verse 3, the Lord calls the accused, Oh, my people.
第五节也重复了一遍。
Verse 5 repeats the same thing.
由此可见，好像在法庭中是一个敌对关系，但实际上，神并不是把以色列当为敌人。
So you see, even in a typical courtroom, the two sides are at odds, but the Lord does not treat his people like they're his enemies.
这里的情景让我们看到，他好像虽然在法庭，但是他更充满了亲情。
Even though we're in a courtroom, the Lord has his familial love for his people.
就好像父亲对子女
，as a father to his children，
也好像丈夫对妻子
，or as a husband to his wife。
神并没有罗列一大篇的牢骚，好像我们经常听到的。是你做的，你老是这样做，你总是这样做。
We don't see God list a bunch of complaints like you always do this, you're always like this, and don't do that.
从称呼看出来神的慈爱，神关心的是关系，而不是罪状。
Even just from the way he refers to his people, we can tell that the Lord focuses on his relationship with the people rather than the crime at hand.
神的心意是要挽回以色列民。
He wants to win his people.
他不但没有罗列他们的罪状，反过来是问我向你做了什么，我在什么事上使你厌烦。
And if you'll notice, in verse 3, the Lord doesn't list the sins of his people, but he asks them, what have I done? What did I do to make you weary of me?
这里我们真的是看到神把这个指控一方的那种气氛完全给变了。
And you can tell this is quite a contrast from someone who is typically accusing somebody else.
就是他不是指责对方做了什么，而是说我做了什么错了，你可以来指出。
God is not simply rebuking the people, but he asks his people, tell me if I have done something, if I have wronged you.
以色列可以举出这样的事例来吗？
Do you think Israel is able to answer God?
不能、
no.
他们只有沉默。
They can only be silent.
因为他们是神根本他们举不出来神做的什么错事。
Because there is no way that Israel could list anything that God did wrong to them.
然后紧接着神就列出一系列他自己对以色列民做的事情。
And then what God does, starting from verse 3, is that he lists his own doings among Israel.
好，以色列人曾经埋怨神拯救不力。
So even though Israel has complained that God's redemption or his deliverance is ineffective,
但神这会儿就说出了出埃及的事例。
And God brings up the act of the Exodus in verse 4.
对，因为神把他们从为奴之家带领出来。
And so God says, I have brought you, I've redeemed you from the house of slavery.
因为出埃及这件事件是在整个以色列民中是对他们影响最大的一件事。
And you'll know that the Exodus is one of the most impactful portions of Israel's history.
这也像摩西的名字的意义，从水里救出来。
And even the name Moses is one who comes from the water.
我们也可以想象，我们掉在一个泥潭中。
It is like we're sunk into a pond.
我们自己无力出来。
We can't save ourselves.
这会儿在外界有一个人伸出有力的手把我们拉上来。
We need somebody to reach out his hand to deliver us from the miry clay.
所以神点出这个出埃及事件是要让以色列清楚，你抱怨我拯救不力，但事实是我把你从苦难中拯救出来。
So in verse 4, the reason why the Lord brought up the Exodus is because even though you people have complained that my salvation is effective, but remember I delivered you out of the house of slavery.
第二个抱怨是说神照顾不周。
And the second complaint that Israel had is perhaps the Lord has cared for them inadequately.
神的回答是，我差遣摩西、亚伦和米利暗在你前面行。
And God says in verse 4, the second half is, I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam.
我们知道他们以色列民被拯救以后在旷野中行的时候，是这三位领袖在前面带着他们走。
We know in Israel's history during the Exodus, we have these three leaders listed, walking in front of the people of God.
当时这三个领袖带着以色列百姓走，是一个实际的事情。但是真正带领他们的背后呢，是神自己。
Even though Moses, Aaron, and Miriam walked before Israel, the true leader of Israel was the Lord Himself.
所以神的引领是。跟他们抱怨照顾不周是形成了一个对比。
So God brings up his own guidance in contrast to Israel's complaint of his ineffective care.
所以他这个引领里边呢也借用了一个牧羊人跟羊的关系。
And we see a sense of a shepherd and his sheep even in the way the Lord brings up these.
对，因为羊群自己呢是不会找路的。
The sheep themselves cannot find their own way.
一定是牧羊人为他引路，指引到哪个地方去吃草、喝水。
The shepherd always leads the sheep to where the food is.
除了这两个以外呢，神又用了两个旧约发生的事情。
And then in verse 5, the Lord brings up two events from the Old Testament.
一个是巴勒和巴兰之间的。
And one is the interaction between Balak and Balaam.
摩亚王巴勒本来是想请巴兰呢去诅咒以色列。
And remember the king of Balak, king of Moab, Balak, invited Balaam to curse Israel.
但是神在中间干预，使 巴兰把诅咒的话呢变成祝福以色列的话。
But God interfered with that and turned Balaam's curse into a blessing for Israel.
这是一个事情，另外一个是从实庭到吉甲的事情。
And the other event occurred something from Shittim to Gilgal.
这段经文呢是讲述以色列民在过约旦河之前，从实庭然后到约旦河后的第一站吉甲发生的一个神迹奇事。
And so this is something that occurred when Israel crossed the river of Jordan into the land of promise.
当时神呢使那个河水呢停住悬挂，然后他们走平地过去。
What happened was God suspended the flow of River Jordan so that there was dry land for the Israelites to walk across.
这件事情向以色列民彰显了神的大能。
This demonstrates God's power to the people of Israel.
所以这件事情呢是神前面是把诅咒变成祝福，然后又彰显他的大能拯救他们，来对以色列抱怨神对待他们不公。
So we see there here the Lord turned the curse into a blessing, and then He demonstrated His power, and He's showing His blessing and power.
所以神自己掳掠的事情呢，正好跟以色列的抱怨呢形成了一个鲜明的对比。
And so these things that God lists about Himself and what He did is in contrast with Israel's complaint of Him.
好，总结起来就是，神对以色列百姓实行拯救、周全的照顾以及公义的作为。
So in essence, the Lord is reminding Israel that He has delivered them effectively, He has provided adequate care, and He has demonstrated righteous acts before them.
但另一方面，以色列百姓怎么做的呢？他们是背信弃义，忘恩负义。
But on the other hand, Israel was disloyal and ungrateful.
所以以色列民本来应该是羞愧难当，无地自容。
And so the actual Israel should have been ashamed of themselves for even complaining and be ashamed,
而不是倒打一耙
and not to turn it around and falsely accuse God.
所以以色列百姓在神恩典中厌烦神的行为，实际上是对自己的指控。
So even though God was gracious to Israel, Israel still complained, and that is really an accusation against themselves.
如果说到忘恩负义的话，我们很容易联想到一个经典的故事。
So speaking of being ungrateful, we think of a simple story.
相信我们以前在学校时候都读过农夫和蛇的故事。
Maybe you've heard of the story in school. It's the story of the farmer and the snake.
农夫在冬季看到一条冻僵的蛇，很可怜它，就把它救回来放在怀里，最后他咬了他一口。
So one winter, the farmer sees a frozen snake on the ground. He had compassion towards the snake, took it in, covered him in his bosom, and the snake was very ungrateful and turned around and bit the farmer.
所以我们需要反省的是，我们是否像以色列人那样背信弃义，甚至是忘恩负义？
Are we like that? Are we ungrateful like the Israelites were?
好，接下来我们看圣经第六到第七节。
Let's move on to verses 6 and 7.
面对神的指控，以色列应该有所回应。
And in the face of God's accusation, Israel has a response.
但是我们看到他这个回应啊，比没有回应还糟糕。
But now we read of Israel's response or their contention, and it's actually worse than them not speaking at all.
因为他在这里边你可以看出来他是不断的出高价以寻求能讨神喜悦。
Because what you'll notice in verses 6 and 7 is that Israel is as if they are raising the price for purchasing God's favor.
看起来是朝见、跪拜、献祭。
In the wording, it looks like they want to go before the Lord. It looks like they want to offer sacrifice.
实际不是这样。
But that is not actually what's happening.
他们是怎样呢？是这样的哈。下面三点：第一，用满足条规来代替公义。
But in actuality, what they are doing is they are substituting, fulfilling rules for a true worship.
以世俗成就来抵消好怜悯。
They are going through secular accomplishments to replace acts of mercy.
以外邦的宗教来混淆真的敬虔。
To use pagan religion to confuse with confuse true religion to true godliness.
我们看一下它的条件。第一，燔祭吗？
What says here in verse 6, shall I offer a burnt offering?
以色列人在神面前犯了很大的罪。他们首先应该献的是赎罪祭。
And after sinning before the Lord, what Israel should have offered is a sin offering.
此时的赎罪祭呢，比燔祭更为重要。
Because in this context, a sin offering would have been more appropriate than a burnt offering.
然后他就升级，一岁的牛犊吗？
And then he says, shall I offer the burnt offering with a calf of one-year-old calf?
因为当时的以色列民知道牛犊生下八天就符合献祭的规定了。
Because if you live in Israel, you know that a calf after it's born for 8 days, it's already eligible to be offered as a sacrifice.
当牛犊长到一岁的时候呢，算是一个比较贵重的祭品了。
To raise a calf for an entire year, that is a rather valuable, costly sacrifice.
特别是相比较鸽子、斑鸠和羊。
Especially when you compare it to a pigeon or a turtle dove and a lamb.
然后还在提高这个价码。他说，千千的公羊还是万万的油和。
And then Israel goes and raises the price again, to verse 7, thousands of rams and 10,000 rivers of oil.
这里用了一个比喻的手法，表明数量的成倍增加。
So we see here, this is hyperbole used here.
他们用自己的想象觉得大量的献祭就可以抵消大量的罪过。
And so Israel, in their own imagination, think that a great number of sacrifices could erase a great multitude of sins.
这种以高价的礼物作为赎罪的方法呢，其实是收买神。
But what they're actually doing is they're trying to buy out the Lord.
然后来到最高的代价是说，难道要献长子吗？
And in the second half of verse 7, the ultimate price is, well, should I offer even my firstborn?
从献祭的角度来说，这是最大值的，不能再高了。
And even from the perspective of offering a sacrifice, that is really the most costly sacrifice.
但这是异教的习俗。
But this is actually a practice of pagan religion.
是神最不喜悦的。
This is what the Lord hates the most.
但我们可以会问，哎，好像圣经里记载亚伯拉罕献以撒的事情啊。
But when you think of sacrificing your firstborn, didn't Abraham try to sacrifice his son Isaac?
但如果你把那个创世纪22章读完以后，你知道那个神是要试验亚伯拉罕的信心。
But in that context, the Lord was testing Abraham's faith.
神最终为他预备了一只。
And the Lord did provide a sacrificial lamb in the place of Isaac.
所以当时的以色列人是知道献人祭是被禁止的。
Israel knew that it is forbidden to offer a human sacrifice.
所以当不义充斥了社会的时候，圣殿里的所有敬拜其实对他们来说都是一个讽刺。
So when in this unjust context, in this kind of society, any kind of acts of sacrifice we see here is actually in great contrast with the actual godliness of a lack of godliness of Israel's part.
从表面上看，他们俯伏在神的面前，手捧着祭物，好像很虔诚。
Superficially, the verse describes Israel as bowing down and holding a sacrifice in their hands. It looks godly. It looks pious.
但是通过刚才前面的一连串的问话呢，暴露出来他们的不可救药。
But in the context, we see that is not actually what's happening. They're simply demonstrating the absolutely incurable state that they're in.
因为他们不但不明白神的心意，
because not only do they don't understand God's will for them,
而且还以小人之心揣测神。
But what they're doing is they are using an evil motive to test God.
拒不认罪悔改已经是罪恶满盈了。
Not only do they not confess their own sin, that's bad enough,
又罪上加罪的以为神也像人一样是可以买通的。
But they add upon that sin by mistakenly thinking that God could be bribed or bought like a human.
不断的提高价码，并非反映他们真心的慷慨。
So Israel, you see them raising the price more and more to a higher and higher cost.
而是暗藏了他们对神要求太多的抱怨。
That does not reflect their genuineness, but is actually a reflection of their complaint to the Lord.
其实他们的那个跟神的那个好像是在交易，他们是希望越便宜越好。
They're actually trying to make a deal with God, and they're hoping, they're bargaining with God so that they could get the better end of the deal, the cheaper the better.
说到以小人之心度君子之腹呢，我听到这样一个故事。
Speaking of using wrong motives, there's a story.
相传有个小偷，他听见人们都在议论说附近有一个人哈，特别的刚正不阿。
So there was a thief, and this thief heard about a man who is supposedly had a great reputation of being a man of integrity.
这个人呢，在职务之便可以接收到很多的馈赠礼品。
So this man, because of his work, he receives a lot of gifts.
但他不会据为己有。
But he never takes possession of these gifts.
不仅如此，他还经常拿钱拿物呢出来给那些有需要的人。
And not only so, this man, he is very generous. He uses his own money to help the poor.
小偷就心想了，难道这世上还真有不爱钱财的人吗？
So the thief was thinking in his heart, in his head,Is there really somebody on this earth that does not like money?
他抱着怀疑的态度说我要试一试。
And so this thief is very suspicious and says, I'm going to test this guy.
一天早晨，
So one morning,
他把一个全新的苹果手机放在那个人家门口的必经之路上。
So one morning, the thief brought an Apple iPhone 6S and...
Yes, plus.
Brought it, 6S plus, okay? Yeah. And brought it to the doorstep of this man.
然后他躲在闪在一旁就观察。
And the thief left the phone at the doorstep and he went and hid somewhere else.
不一会儿这人就出来了。
And so this man came out of his house.
而且看见这个手机。
Saw the phone.
然后环顾四周。
Looked around.
看看有没有人。
See if there's anybody there.
小偷心想，他可能没人，他就会拿，对吗
？And so the thief thought, okay, he's just looking around to see if somebody's watching him take the phone.
但实际上，这人心想，丢的这人一定很着急，过一会儿会来取的。
But what the man was actually thinking, the reason he was looking around is he's looking around for the person who lost the phone. This person must be panicking because he lost the phone.
对，所以他就没有说处理，他怕造成一个时间耽误，所以他自己干自己的事儿去了。
So he didn't do anything about it. He just left the phone there.
小偷看他不拿手机就着急了，就赶快跑过去。
So the thief saw all of this and he was very upset. He ran back towards the phone.
就把手机捡了起来。
He took the phone.
那这个先生呢，听见这个动静了，就回头看到他了。
And the other man heard the thief and he turned around and looked at the thief.
心想，哦，这个可能就是失主。
And so the man thought, oh, he must be the owner of the phone.
但小偷对他说，先生。我捡了一个最新款的手机，你看是不是你的
？And so the thief tries again, says, "Hey, Mister, I found this the newest iPhone. Is this yours?"
他用了一些引导，希望这个人顺水推舟把手机拿下。
And so the thief, you can see, he's trying to trap this man.
但是这个先生毫不犹豫地回答说，这不是我的。
But the man said, "No, that's absolutely that's not mine."
啊，如果不是你的，那可能是别人的。
And if it's not yours, then it must be somebody else's.
到这时候，小偷就发出感慨：“果然名不虚传呢。”
So that at this point, the thief says, "Wow, okay, I give up."
那这个先生就对他的感慨有点很不理解，说：“为什么这样感慨
？”So the man didn't understand. What do you mean? What's going on?
小偷就把前后事情呢说了一遍。
So the thief told him everything, what he was trying to do, trying to test him.
这个先生听完之后就笑了一笑，说：“真是以小人之心度君子之腹啊。”
So the man heard the story and he He said, wow, he laughed and he said, haha, you're trying to measure me with your own standard, or you're trying to measure my corn with your bushels.
小偷听了以后呢, 深感惭愧。
And so the thief heard this and he was ashamed.
这是特别重要的。
And that's important.
小偷虽然品行不正, 作恶多端。
So even though the thief is very ill character and he's done a lot of bad things,
但在事实面前尚能有羞愧之心。
But even as he faced the truth, he was still ashamed of himself.
那我们这些蒙神厚赐恩典的人呢?
And think of us who are recipients of God's grace.
我们岂不更应该在神面前认罪悔改?
Ought we not to confess our sins before the Lord even more so?
千万不要在敬拜神中藐视神。
May we never slight God in our worship, in our things of worship.
以色列百姓的抗辩对我们是一个警醒。
So we see here in the text, Israel's contention against God is really a warning for us.
遵守礼仪和献上祭物不是神真正向我们要的。
God does not want us to merely keep rituals or to offer sacrifices.
那神要的是什么呢?
What is it that the Lord wants? And that is, the answer is in verse 8.
第八节是说, 人啊, 是人啊, 正好回应了第一节的以色列民啊。
And so you see verse 8 says, O man, and that is pointing back even to verses 3 and 5, O my people.
对，所以来到第八节是真正要让他们听的。 第一节的时候是让他们引起听这个争辩，但到了第八节呢，是真正把神要说的话说出来。
Verse 1 has the command here, but really the content of what they need to hear is in verse 8.
耶和华已指示你何为善，他所向你们要的是什么呢？ 给了三个答案。
And so it says, He has told you, O man, what is good, and what is it that the Lord requires of you? And there are three answers.
第一是行公义。
And the first one is to do justice.
行公义呢, 这个在申命记第六章25节中有这样的一个定义哈, 是说, 我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命, 谨守遵行, 这就是我们的义了。
Doing justice in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25, and it says, It will be righteousness for us if we are careful to do all this commandment before the Lord our God as He has commanded us.
好，关于这个公义呢，有两层意思。那这里边这里的意思呢，主要是在守约的那个层面上。
So there are a couple of levels of what doing justice means, and here it means to keep the covenant.
还有一层意思是说。 行公义是说要按照那个律法，如果你没有执行的话，要有惩罚的那部分。
And the other layer of doing justice means that you need to keep the code, and if you break the code, you will receive a punishment.
所以我们中文经常会说主持公义。
And so in Chinese we say you do justice.
Okay. 公义是维护社会中 人们彼此一个正常关系。
Justice is something that maintains an interpersonal relationship in society.
对，就是在这个社会中，我们大家要遵守一些规条、一些律法。In
society, we need to abide by certain interpersonal rules.
那以色列民呢，他比较特别，因为神给他们颁布了十诫。God
gave Israel something very special. It's called the Ten Commandments.
其中有跟神的关系，也有跟人的关系。
And you see half of it is Israel's relationship with God, and the other half is Israel's relationship in regards to Israel's relationship with each other.
里边其中也包括了不欺压、不贿赂、不歪曲事实、保持公平。
And including in that is to not oppress, not to steal, not to bribe, not to twist the truth, and being fair and all that. Yeah.
不要以大欺小，以强欺弱。
Not to take advantage of the weak.
然后论到这个人与人之间的关系呢，主耶稣也曾经这样教导过，在马太福音7章12节，他说：“无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们， 你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
And in the New Testament, we see Jesus speak himself in Matthew 7, chapter 12, the golden rule. He says that, so whatever you wish others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets.
第二个要求，神的要求是好怜悯。
And the second requirement that God has is to love kindness.
实际上公义与怜悯呢，是神的两个属性。
Justice and mercy, or here it's translated as mercy, is two very important attributes of God.
这个怜悯这个词的原文意思呢，可以解释为慈爱、恩慈和恩惠。
So the original meaning of this word that's translated kindness in the ESV has the sense of love, of goodness, and grace.
对，它跟我们一般理解的那个可怜呢，是有不同的。
Slightly different from what we understand as mercy.
如果说要想必须用这可怜这个字呢，前面就要加一个爱的可怜，就 love of mercy.
Yeah, so a better translation perhaps would be love mercy with a dash in the middle. Love mercy.
对，这个词更多的是用在神对人的身上。
And we see this, this adjective used to describe the Lord in the Bible.
那么也可以表现在人与人之间。
And it also can be demonstrated in between people.
那么公义呢，是说要我们照着一个约或者一个规定律法去做。
And so to do justice means that you do according to what the law or the code says.
但怜悯呢，是在这个公义的基础上呢，更进了一步。
But to love kindness and to do kindness is to do what is beyond the law or the rules.
它超出了一个规定的范畴。
It is to exceed what is required.
它要求你有更多的付出。
It wants you to give even more.
对承受者来说呢，那不是你理应得的部分。
And so for the recipient of this kindness, it's not something that you deserve.
那公义与怜悯呢，都有一个共同的点，就是不是只考虑自己，要考虑他人。
And so something common about doing justice and loving kindness, the justice and kindness, something common about these things is it is others focused, not self-focused.
最近教会发生了一个真实事情。
Recently at our church, something, there's a real life example.At our church.
一个从中国大陆来美国不久的九年级的女生。
There's a ninth grade girl. She recently immigrated from China.
她还不会开车。
She doesn't know how to drive.
那父母呢都不在当地。
Her parents are not around. They don't live here.
所以她很希望能来教会参加教会的生活。
She really wants to be a part of the church. Wants to ride to church.
可是需要有人就载她来。
So she needs a ride.
这时她妈妈就在微信群里呢发出了一个。这个要求。
And so her mother, who is in China, sent a request in the WeChat group saying, "Hey, can somebody help my daughter?"
结果就看到我们教会里面啊，有那么三四位、四五位的姐妹呢，就非常愿意伸出这样帮助的援手。
And so several ladies at our church were very willing to help, and they reached out to this girl and helped her.
这个妈妈非常受感动。
And this mother was very touched.
啊，大概前两天放心的回国了。
And she left her daughter and she went back home.
好，说到这个公义和怜悯哈，这个主耶稣曾经指责文士和法利赛人，在马太福音23:23这样说：“你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一。那律法上更重要的事就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。”这更重的是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
In regards to justice and mercy, the Lord Jesus rebuked the scribes and the Pharisees in Matthew 23:23, and he says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! For you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others."
好，神的第三个要求就是。与神同行。
And the third requirement we see that the Lord has is to walk with him.
这里有一个前提就是谦卑的与神同行。
But there is a caveat here is to walk humbly.
对，因为如果你不谦卑的来到神面前， 你是无法与神同行的。
Because you cannot walk with God unless you're humble.
这里有三点可以跟大家分享的。
And there's three points about walking with God.
第一，与神同行呢，首先要生命相同。
If you want to walk with God, you need to share a life with God.
鸡和狗很难同行。
A chicken and a dog is very difficult for them to walk together.
因为生命不同。
Because they're different life forms.
那我们要跟神同行呢，我们首先要有神的生命。
If we want to walk with God, we need to have the life of God in us.
耶稣基督要成为你的救主。
The Lord Jesus needs to be your Savior.
然后你得着那不朽坏的生命。
And you can receive that imperishable life.
第二，要性情相同。
And secondly, you need to have a shared nature or character.
常言说，话不投机，半句多。
The saying goes, if you don't get along in your conversation, then even half a sentence is excess.
性情不同的人无法深交。
If you're different from somebody else, you can't really communicate and establish a deep relationship.
有罪的人跟圣洁的神也无法相通。
A sinner cannot have a true fellowship with the Holy God.
所以彼得在他的彼得后书一章四节中这样说。因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
So Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 is that he has granted to us his precious and very great promises so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature.
第三，还要方向相同。
Thirdly,To walk with God, we need to be walking in the same direction.
我们都有经验，如果方向不同，越走越远，背道。
We have an experience. We have this experience. If you're walking a different direction, then eventually you diverge.
所以与神同行呢，需要真正的敬虔。
So to walk with God, there needs to be true godliness.
就像以诺和诺亚一样。
Just like Enoch and Noah, they walked with God.
与神同行是听命于神，完全顺服。
And to walk with God is to obey God, to submit to Him completely.
正如撒母耳说的，在撒母耳记上十五章二十二节，他说：“听命胜于献祭，顺服胜于公羊的脂油。”
And this is just like what Samuel said in 1 Samuel 15:22. He says, "To obey is better than sacrifice, to listen."Than the fat of rams.
好，神的要求三点非常清楚：行公义、好怜悯、谦卑的与神同行。
So we see God's requirement for man very clearly: to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with Him.
那我们应该如何行呢
？So how do we respond? What do we ought to do?
我想我们可以这样：我们在回去以后，要好好认真的。数算神在你过去生命中所赐下的恩典。
I think we ought to remember and to count God's grace in your life.
也想一想你周边的人，特别是现在你正在抱怨的人，他们对你是否有恩惠
？And to consider even those of those in your life you are complaining about, have they shown you some kindness?
比如说夫妻之间啦，还有家长跟孩子之间呢，同事之间呢。
Perhaps there's some tension between husbands and wives, parents and children, or even between coworkers.
好，第二，我们要认真仔细地去观察你身边是否有人需要得到帮助、照顾、安慰等。
And secondly, pay close attention to those around you. Is there somebody around you that needs to be cared for?
然后有一个建议，就是你这个观察的范围呢，最好能越来越大。
And a suggestion is, as you observe those around you, expand your scope of people that you observe.
对，就不要仅限于你夫妻之间和你小家庭，你是不是可以扩大到你的团契，扩大到教会，像我们中英文之间，我们中文部的关心英文部，英文部也关心中文部。
Start from your own home between husbands and wives and your family, and then expand to your own fellowship group, then expand to the other congregation in this church. You're Chinese, you're thinking about the English, you're English, you're thinking about the Chinese. Expand.
最后反省自己在行事为人方面是否做到公义、公正、公平。
And finally, to reflect on your own doing. Have you done justice and have you loved kindness?
如果有欠缺的地方呢，我们改正。
If there are areas that you lack in,
好，我们低头祷告。
Improve that. Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Father, we thank you for your grace.
你为我们所行的原本是我们不配的。
All that you have done for us is we are undeserved.
但因着你的爱的缘故，我们蒙了拯救。
But because of your love, we have been saved.
愿我们时常纪念、想念你的恩典。
May we remember often, may we think of your grace.
我们也能把从你领受的爱能够借着我们传递出去。
And may we spread this grace that we've received from you.
让我们按照你所指示我们的行公义、好怜悯、谦卑的与你同行。
May we do accordingly to you, what you required of us, and that is to do justice, love, mercy, kindness, and to walk with you humbly.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Pray this in your son's name.
Amen.
Amen.